Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The fact is that we just had the best Black Friday that we've ever seen. And it's not just because people are out there, you know, taking debt on their credit cards. It's because incomes are way up under President Trump. They dropped about $3,000 a person, $6,000 a family under Joe Biden. And it's up $1,500 a person so far this year. And with all that extra money and with the government shutdown over so people feel comfortable going back to stores, that we're seeing a really blowout, Thanksgiving and Christmas coming that our way. I think all the retailers expect that both online and in-store sales are going to be the highest we've ever seen. And the point is that that's happening, even though inflation is way, way down under President Trump. And you know, it was 5-10% under Biden, and right now it's running at about 2.5%. And it's not, it's way lower than wage growth. Right? And so people's incomes are going up by way more than inflation. And that's why we're seeing these blowout sales.
Kevin Hassett, National Economic Council Director, there reporting on Black Friday. Apparently it was a good Black Friday for retailers. And so you're asking yourself, I'm asking you right now, did you spend a lot of time shopping this weekend? Did you do the doorbuster thing, the Black Friday thing? It's probably about Wednesday. I get home from work and my 13-year-old daughter's like, let's do the Black Friday shopping thing. She wants the experience. She is, I call her in life Vice Mom because she's so, you know, when you have four kids, especially like Molly is 4 and she's 13. So they've got a good distance of age in between them. It's so nice to be able to have helpers. And my 9-year-old, Evelyn, has always been a really good helper too with Molly, with the youngest, because they're 5 years apart. But when it comes to getting ready for holidays and stuff like that, my oldest daughter, she definitely wants to do the things. I would say my son, my 15-year-old son, Charlie, who, by the way, will be 16 the day after Christmas.
Aww.
Yeah, I can't even take a full breath.
16.
That. 16.
You know what that means.
I have an idea.
Vroom, vroom. Breaking speed limits. No seat belts.
Stop it.
Reckless driving.
Ethan.
Not if I don't let him drive.
Getting tickets pulled over.
You're ruining his freedom, Ethan.
Car insurance through the roof.
That part is for sure. I do think he'll be a good driver. He doesn't have that edge about him that I think will push the traffic limits. I think he has too many thoughts about what could go wrong.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, mostly.
Mostly.
But yeah, it's a big scary thing.
What are we, this is an important question. You know, 16 years old, there's a lot of, profiling. What are we looking at here for the car situation, Mom?
Don't know yet. Don't know yet.
You said it's the day after Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Cha-ching. Maybe Santa Claus,
Yeah, I hope Santa Claus has an answer. That's actually what I was banking on. So we'll all be surprised at the same time. So Jensen, she's like, she wants to do the Black Friday thing. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, I come home from work. We went on a family vacation right before that. I get home and I'm like, ugh.
Have a good time, by the way. I didn't see you on Wednesday.
Yes, it was okay, wonderful.
Good.
Wonderful time with the family. She's thinking about doing Black Friday. We're hosting. We had 12 people over, or 12 people total. Decent size. We could all fit around our table, but it's something you got to prepare for.
Big table.
Great table. I love my table. Kloss furniture. Didn't get a deal for it.
Cha-ching.
Would love to work with Kloss Furniture.
Cha-ching.
I have a lot of furniture in my house from Kloss, but that's the story behind my dining room table. I think it was three Thanksgivings ago, we were hosting Thanksgiving, and we couldn't, our table would sit six people. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I want the table.
You want
I want the expandable table, yeah. table that will fit a whole bunch of people. And we went and bought that table on Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
This Wednesday. Like when you got
three
back.
Years ago.
Oh, 3 years. Okay.
But it was the day before Thanksgiving. We went and bought a table from Kloss, picked it up from the warehouse, put it together, and ate Thanksgiving on it within
now,
24 hours.
Is this a table that is always has the expanded piece in?
No, we take it out when
take
we
take it
don't,
out and it's smaller.
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, it just collects that much more crap.
That's fair.
Throughout the course of the day.
That's fair.
So we're preparing for everything, and we love hosting. We love having the family over. When you get done with Thanksgiving dinner, and then it's like, and now let's get up at 2 a.m. and go shopping. That's like not the vibe.
Heck no.
I scoured the internet for the deal that was worth getting out of bed for. To go show up in person, to be a part of the mix of the scene. I couldn't find one. There was not a single deal that I could locate in the doorbuster situation where it was not something you could just buy. Forget your pajamas. You could be in your underwear. You could be in the bathtub on your phone scoring these doorbuster deals. But I thought there were a lot of good sales, but good sales now are probably like what the prices were in 2018 for these things. Mm. Now it's on sale for that. Everything is so gosh darn expensive. So listening to Kevin Hassett there, the clip that we played at the beginning, he's the National Economic Council director. He's talking about inflation is way down. That's true. Wages are going up. That's true. I still don't feel in my economic situation. I don't feel like, wow, this is fantastic. This is great. I felt like going through and shopping, which we did end up doing, but we started at 11 a.m., not at 5 a.m. I felt like, gosh, this is just, it's almost like you close your eyes and you just like buy things because you got to get the gifts. Did you shop?
Actually, helps when your microphone's on. We're going to ignore that. This was actually my first time Black Friday shopping. And, you know, it was a very go big or go home situation. We did the Mall of America on Black Ooh. Friday.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And it wasn't the get up at 5 a.m. I don't know if that's anywhere anymore.
Is there? Did you guys do any of that?
I was never a get up on at 5 a.m.
I mean, this year.
Oh, no, we didn't. It was like what you were saying. You just peruse through your phones, like, what's on sale here? Is there anything mm-hmm. I want? Is there anything I want to get as a gift? And then you just click and buy.
Exactly.
You want to hear about my Black Friday purchase?
What'd you get? Why'd you stutter?
We're walking along through the Mall of America, and you know, there's all kinds of, there's, you know, like four food courts or whatever, and you're like getting all these good smells. I'm like, man, I'd love some Auntie Anne's right now.
Yeah.
And,
do you get the like original with the salt, or do you get the cinnamon sugar?
Wait for it now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scoop the story.
So there's got to be an Auntie Anne's here, right? My brother-in-law is like, yeah, there is. But you know what we walked past? A Wetzel's Pretzels. Had never even heard of that place.
We have one in Edwardsville.
And they were giving out samples of the cinnamon sugar glazed mm-hmm. pretzels.
Change
and
your life?
And I was like, yep, we're getting like two dozen of those right now. And they got pounded really quickly. That is all that I purchased.
You purchased Wetzel's pretzels.
Like you said, there was nothing. In like we went to Nike, we did all the, you know, Lululemon, we did all the big spots. Nothing was on sale to the point where you're like,
couldn't pass it up.
I wasn't doing any legitimate Christmas shopping because all that's done online. That's where all the deals are now. So there was nothing really that I was like, ooh, we have to go get this. My wife got a couple of small things, and the main reason that I went was because I knew that the Minnesota Vikings play-by-play broadcast was going to be there, and I wanted to network with him because they did a show from one of the stores there. So I got to talk to him for a little while. That was cool.
Did you get a job?
I already have a job.
That is such a good answer. But also, did you get a job?
No job.
Are you going to pass up a shot with the Minnesota Vikings broadcast team? I'm sorry, I can't. I'm the associate producer for the Andy Fry Show.
No can do, PA. Appreciate it, though. But yeah, so that was my Black Friday shopping. I did actually make a purchase on Wednesday, the beanie that I'm wearing right now. Added a new beanie. This is a Ryder Cup beanie, mm-hmm. and it was on sale for $10, normally $40.
Looks good on you, though.
We paid $55 normally for five pieces of clothing or hats. That would have been $250. It's because they lost in the Ryder Cup. But who cares? It's pretty sick gear. So.
The U.S. Sun, there are other places that are reporting on this. The Mac Daddy Walmart shoppers devastated.
The what?
Devastated after waiting hours for 65-inch mac and cheese Black Friday deal that sold out in seconds. Do you know this?
No. But I'm heartbroken for them.
The so-called, I'm not, they got what they deserved. They stood in line for cheap mac and cheese. The so-called Mac Friday box was launched by Kraft to look like a 65-inch flat screen. The huge pasta product was on sale at Walmart for just $19.37, working out at just 30 cents per box of mac and cheese, and saving customers a whopping $40.
The size of a TV?
65-inch television.
It's a really big TV.
The Mac Friday box was available from midnight on November 27th, but noodle fans were left crushed as the deal sold out in seconds. Shocked macaroni lovers took to Instagram to complain. Oh,
so what I'm hearing...
We're getting what we deserve. You know, one shopper said, quote, "This type of promotion rollout just seems to make users more upset, up way past my bedtime, and nothing to show for it." Another commented, quote, "I'm so sad. Stayed up for this, and I literally have to work tomorrow."
Oh, that's real depressing.
An angry fan said that they had, quote, "waited hours for this." They would have saved $40 on mac and cheese. The enormous product claimed to contain 4K noodles. And it was styled to look like an actual television box. Packaging boasted over 4,000 perfectly calibrated noodles, tuned for maximum cheesiness.
So two things, Annie.
Mm-hmm.
One, we now know that there is a group of people out there that are Kraft noodle connoisseurs.
Yeah.
I refused to believe it before. There's now
proof
that there is.
They're 8 years old. Go on.
And second, this is, you know, we were all looking for, does that happen anymore? Do people get there early?
I heard that Target, somebody who had camped out at Target. I think Target opened at 6 a.m. There were people camping out at the Edwardsville Target at 3 a.m. And the first whatever people that got in got a tote. A tote! A tote. No. You could buy a $5 tote and sleep like normal people.
How was the weather on Black Friday morning? Was it cold?
I mean, it wasn't pleasant.
Right.
It wasn't like Boca Raton.
But it wasn't like this. No. I don't know.
A tote?
Mm-mm. Is it a nice tote? Was it insulated?
I don't care. That tote better shop itself.
Did it have the Target circle on it?
You know, it used to be...
I'm really stretching here.
Yeah, I know. Don't pull a muscle. The goal used to be to save on like a television.
Yes.
But televisions are... They're cheaper now than the Black Friday prices were 10 years ago.
The best part about Black Friday used to be not the actual going out and getting the deals. It was watching the viral videos of people look stupid trying to get the deals.
Does that happen anymore?
No.
I haven't seen anything like that.
Unless it's for Kraft noodles that are in the shape of 65-inch TVs.
Like, I'm disappointed in those people, too, because they didn't fight for it. They just cried to Instagram. Like, you better put up your dukes and fight for that mac and cheese.
This is where America's gone wrong.
That's exactly it. This is a result of communism.
Fight for your capitalism.
Did you even really want the Kraft mac and cheese? I don't even think you did. I think you were just looking for something to complain about.
Well, you may have bought it, but what if we could maybe, like, share it all? And say we all own it.
The bright spot in that whole story was the person who said they stayed up past their bedtime at midnight and they had to work tomorrow. So the good news is that one of those people had a job.
That's true. Because if you were to ask me what the over-under was, I would have set it at a half. And, man, I would have put some serious thought into it.
I will say this, though. Kraft macaroni and cheese is like the McDonald's hamburger of hamburgers. Kraft macaroni and cheese is its own kind of mac and cheese. Like, if you go to a restaurant and you order mac and cheese, you do not want Kraft macaroni and cheese coming out. You want something that's super creamy, crusty cheese on the top that you have to cut through to mm-hmm. get to the mac and cheese.
Maybe some little cracker crumbs.
But there are times when you're like, I would like some Kraft mac and cheese.
I just want to put garbage into my body.
I want 4K noodles. That are calibrated for perfect cheesiness. And apparently, like, two people at Walmart ended up actually getting that. My goodness. All right, let's take a quick break. Mark Krikorian is going to be with us in about 12 minutes from right now. We're going to talk to the executive director of Center for Immigration Studies about our YouTube poll right now. Do you support President Trump's immigration plan? We've seen him go after the violent offenders of people here who are here illegally. He's now saying we need to vet everybody who's here on asylum, looking at all illegal immigrants. He's saying if you're here illegally, you've got to go. That's a much further step than if you've been here and you've been violent, we're coming to find you and getting rid of you. He's taking it all the way. I don't think that that's different than what he campaigned on. Let us know what you think. What do you support it? You think you support it, but he's starting to take it too far? Or no, you don't support this at all. We'll talk to Mark Krikorian in a bit. More discussion here on the Annie Fry Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Go next, don't go away. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Gosh, I grew up listening to this Christmas album with Amy Grant. A lot of Amy Grant, Michael W. Smith in my childhood. Anybody else out there? I think it was it WIBI or something like that. It used to be the Christian station on in St. Louis, and we listened to that all the time. I hear that song, and it brings me back. The YouTube poll for today, do you support President Trump's immigration plan? Yes. Yes, but he's taking it too far, or no. I'll read a few comments here by our listeners. Pitchford said, yes, I think the people should get legal documents before they come here to live. But what if they are born here through birth by their parents? How does that work? I think that's a good example of how we've created a mess for ourselves. That how do you solve this problem? Because the problems now have borne out, in some cases, literally new. I'm not going to call a baby a problem, but new issues that need to be resolved. And we got to get to the root of what has taken place in the past. And we need to make sure that the people who are here, that we understand why they're here. And if there's anybody here with any sort of nefarious, I have multiple people in completely different areas of my life, especially those who I know who have served in the military, who have warned me that the people who have been let into our country, we've heard many times Jim Carafano say that on this show as well. The people who have been let into this country without vetting, straight across the southern border, maybe across the northern border. We don't talk about that as much, but certainly there have been people who have coming here illegally through both different places, overstayed visas, all of these different things that are here to cause terror, that are here to disrupt our way of life, to make us scared, and they're just waiting. And that's a really scary thought. How much of the existence of those people do our authorities know about? Do the government know about? Are they able to root out? I don't know, but it's nice to know that we at least have the will and the inclination to find the bad guys and get rid of them. Donnie says on our Facebook live stream, I support it, but don't feel it's gone far enough. Two more Americans that we know about killed by an illegal alien, get them all, every single one of them. The woman, the National Guardsman that was serving, who was shot on Wednesday, has passed. The other one is in critical condition, and we're praying for their full recovery. Full recovery. Pray for that. Ask the Lord for his mercy and his blessings. Joe says, I'm seeing the middle is moving back left because Trump is mean. So I don't know. I mean, how do we address the situation that is in front of us with honesty without it coming off as a little callous? Because the media is going to spin it the way they want to. The left is going to spin this in a way that President Trump is heartless, that he's engaging in these activities just because he hates people. And if you've believed all the lies that have been sold to you over the course of the entirety of his political career, you might look at that and think that that fits. But if President Trump is truly, if he is truly America first, and we're coming off of 4 years of Joe Biden, which I don't even know, that is Joe Biden the guy to blame? I don't even know how much he was actually in command of his presidency. Now, that's still on Joe Biden ultimately, but there is a lot that needs to be addressed, a lot that needs to be rooted out, and it does appear as though we're making the best efforts to do that. Mark Krikorian is going to be with us here in a couple minutes. Let's take a quick break. Keep reaching out to us on the YouTube live chat poll. Do you support President Trump's immigration plan? Yes. Yes, but he's taking it too far, or no. Let us know what you think there. We'll be right back.
It means get people out that are in our country. Get them out of here. I want to get them out. We got a lot of people in our country that shouldn't be here. And they came in through Biden. And he was the worst president in the history of our country. But the single biggest thing he did was allow millions of people into our country that shouldn't be here. Drug dealers, prisons were opened up and allowed to come into our country. You take a look at the people that were allowed to come into our country. We're paying a big price for it, and we will for years to come, including the recent killer of two wonderful National Guards people. And I'll tell you what, that animal should not have been allowed to come into our country.
President Trump from Air Force One speaking about the National Guardsman, the woman who was killed and the other one who was shot and is still fighting for his life, saying that that person should not have been in our country. You know, we're asking you on the Any for Our YouTube live chat poll, do you support President Trump's immigration plan? Yes. Yes, but he's taking it too far, or no. Here in the last couple weeks, specifically with the shooting the day before Thanksgiving, we're hearing a ramped up version of what I believe the president has maybe always had in mind, but the catalyst of having this conversation right now due to the outrageous events in Washington, D.C. the day before Thanksgiving. We're hearing more, and we're hearing a more, I think, feel like, aggressive tone to President Trump's intention to remove illegal immigrants from our country. I want to speak with our expert friend, Mark Krikorian, who is back with us, the executive director of Center for Immigration Studies. Mark, welcome back to the show. It's a good to have you here.
Glad to be here.
Thank you. You know, I want to ask, before we start talking about where the president is going with solutions to our problems, I would love for you to give us like the 100 level class understanding of the problem that exists in our country right now with immigration, the lack of vetting, the whole nine yards. What kind of problem are we facing in this country due to lack of policing of immigration?
The vetting problem, which is what, you know, has been in the news, and that's, you know, related to this Afghan killer and a lot of other things. That is there's three parts to that. Not to give you the whole speech on it. First is, a lot of countries where immigrants come from have no records. They're backward countries. What does vetting mean in a place where people don't even know what their birthday is? So, you know, what are you vetting? You're checking to see if they're an American criminal database, for instance. Well, so what? Of course they're not. The second problem is that there are a lot of other countries immigrants are coming from where they may be more functional countries. The government has, like, you know, records and stuff, but there are enemies. Iran isn't going to be cooperating with us, or Cuba or Venezuela. I mean, it's nuts. They use migration as a weapon. They're not going to help us. And then the third problem is, what are we vetting for? We're vetting for making sure people aren't criminals and terrorists. Well, that's good. That's a pretty low bar. We're not vetting people for their compatibility with modern American society. We're not asking people, do you think it's okay to throw gays off a roof or, you know, kill Jews or kill people who leave their religion or rape little boys? That's a common thing in Afghanistan. So that kind of cultural vetting, we're not doing at all. And I think that is one of the, that's kind of what the president was getting at when he was talking about, you know, stopping all immigration from the third world. I don't think it's going to work out quite that way, but that's the kind of problem we face. How do we make sure the immigrants we're taking in, even if none of them is a criminal and they all can pay, you know, support themselves, how do we make sure, how do we know that they're not importing a kind of a worldview that's anti-American and anti-modern? Mm. So it's a big problem. And, you know, I think prudence suggests we need to shrink the problem. You're looking for a needle in a haystack. The first thing you want to do is have a smaller haystack. We need to reduce immigration across the board so we can actually at least try to do a halfway competent job at the different kinds of vetting we're trying to do.
You're listening to Mark Krikorian, the executive director for the Center for Immigration Studies. The president has had a pretty hard nose tone on this since last Wednesday shooting. I understand why. It's pretty shocking to understand. I said, even as we were covering this live, because the shooting unfolded during my show, which is noon to 3 Central, wow. We carried some of the coverage live. And I said, you know, I want to hold on to this because I want to find out if this is just a whack job who happened to, you know, misunderstand a situation and shot some people, or if this is somebody who's on the streets of Washington, D.C. saying Allahu Akbar, and, you know, and then we have a terrorist attack on our hands. So from a news standpoint, I'm waiting to see what this is. We find out that the ties that this Afghan asylee has here in the United States, it raises a lot of questions, a lot of interesting connections to, you know, why this person might have had the motivation to do what he did. And then the question, of course, is how many other people are here in this country who were given the same pathway into the United States as he has been given? How many people are here who don't want to see American greatness continue? How does the administration seek out the needle in the haystack? Do they even know where the haystacks are to start searching?
It's a good question. You know, this guy, the killer from last week, was supposedly worked for the CIA. He was a part of kind of what you could maybe uncharitably describe as a death squad that, you know, went out and killed Taliban, which is, you know, fine. I mean, that's great. But what did they vet him for? They vetted him for making sure he would kill them and not kill us. You know, but they didn't vet him for his suitability to live in the United States. And I just, you know, that is a very difficult nut to crack, but there are some things you can do. First of all, you know, in countries where this is a problem, Afghanistan, Somalia, Yemen, Sudan, there's a lot of places, mainly in the Islamic world, but not only. You need to do, like I had said before, cultural vetting. So you need to, like, ask people questions and maybe spring it on them in interviews so they can't be coached. You know, do you think it's okay to rape little boys? That's a tradition in your country. Is that one that you approve of? And, you know, kind of shoot random questions at them and try to see whether they, what kind of, you know, what kind of worldview do they have? You know, these countries, some of these countries are centuries, if not millennia, behind the developed world. This isn't Korea or Japan that, you know, have caught up to the first world. These are places that are living in, you know, kind of prehistoric conditions. And I mean, I don't mean just economically, I mean kind of their worldviews. And, you know, we don't want that here. We need to do everything we can to keep that out. And it's, again, it's not just keeping the terrorists out, but it's keeping the people who who have the kind of cultural views that allow that kind of bad behavior to happen. So that, you know, in, I don't know, name the place, Afghanistan, most people aren't killing gays or what have you, killing apostates, but they're okay with it. because they think that's a legitimate thing as long as somebody else does it. That's what we need to keep out. It's hard to do, and the answer has to be, first answer has to be, shrink the problem. Just let in fewer people, because we're going to make mistakes. It's always going to happen, and we want to have the mistakes be as few in number as we can manage.
Mark Kerkorian speaking with us on the immigration crisis that we're facing in this country and the solutions that we might be able to implement for it. Shrinking the amount of people that you let in, it seems as though that is what President Trump has been talking about. What is your reaction to his comments, his words on asylees? And, you know, he has said that if you're here illegally, you need to go. There hasn't been the parsing of, well, we're looking for the violent illegal aliens in our country, which was maybe kind of the political soft peddling that took place initially. But we are seeing a lot of people who have been detained, who are here illegally for whatever particular reason, be deported. That a lot of the deportations, the ICE activity that we've seen leading up to this moment, it's a whole separate issue than refugees that have come here, like you're talking about, who have not the ability to assimilate into our culture. When we've seen in the past our American government bring in refugees, asylees, they seem to settle them in some places. I think of Dearborn, Michigan, among people who are of their same community. There's no push to assimilate there. They get to continue their culture and live their culture, even if it is in conflict with American culture. That continues to become a hot plate crisis situation in Dearborn. We've seen that here recently.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the solution there?
Now, first of all, it's a natural human impulse when you're in a strange place, a new place, to stick with people you know. You know what I mean? In other words, it's not that unusual. Americans abroad often will, you know, kind of stick with each other, you know, that kind of thing. It's just a normal human impulse. But the thing is, if you have, for instance, if Minnesota had 8 Somalis living in it, it wouldn't make any difference. They would have to accommodate themselves to the larger society. When you have 80,000 Somalis in Minnesota, that makes it possible not to have to accommodate yourself to the rest of society. So again, I don't mean to keep hammering at this, but numbers are everything. Low numbers and keeping the numbers of people who come in low makes it all of the effects of immigration less, whether it's on welfare, whether it's on jobs, but also on this idea of these communities, you know, sort of ethnic enclaves or ghettos, which, like I said, are natural things. It's going to happen. But if you let in fewer people, then you have a smaller ghetto, as it were, and you may not have a ghetto at all. You'll have, you know, a handful of families kind of scattered around, and they may get together once in a while, but there's no kind of ethnic neighborhood that would create a kind of cocoon. Numbers are everything, and that applies to refugees, that applies to regular immigration as well.
We're speaking with the executive director for Center for Immigration Studies. Mark Kerkorian is with us right now. So the president and his initiative so far, he's secured the border very quickly. That was almost immediate and laughable to think that Joe Biden was like, I can't do anything without Congress. So there's a lot of things that Joe Biden and his auto pen decided to do without Congress. And Donald Trump was able to do that immediately upon being inaugurated. How do you feel about the president's efforts to deport illegal immigrants, and then also the things he's been saying here recently about asylees? Is he on the right path? Does he need to turn it up? Does he need to slow it down?
Well, he's generally on the right path, but yeah, I wouldn't say turn it up. He needs to do some things that they're not doing very much of now. For instance, yes, they've shut the border down. Fantastic. You know, when your tub is overflowing, the first thing you do is turn this faucet off. But the question is, how do you mop up the problem that Joe Biden and, frankly, his predecessors created? And the one thing they're not doing enough of is employment-related enforcement. In other words, auditing the paperwork of companies, because they're supposed to check whether people are legal or illegal. Following up on what they call Social Security no-match letters, because most illegals work on the books with stolen or fake or borrowed Social Security numbers. And the Social Security Administration will send letters to employers, say, hey, you know, you've got 14 people working there whose info doesn't match our records. What's up? But there's no follow-up. That's a way to get the employers to do some of the enforcement instead of having to have guys, you know, ICE guys and body armor go in. You need that too, but you need both. So that's the one area that I think the administration is not making enough of a push. In fact, the president has sent some mixed messages. If you remember several months ago, he was saying, well, you know, the farmers and the hotel people, they need their workers, so I'm going to tell ICE to go easy on them. Well, what the heck kind of message does that send? Basically, the administration seems to have been saying, if you're a rapist or a murderer, we're really coming for you. But if you're just an ordinary working stiff, you're an illegal alien, maybe you're committing some ID fraud, tax fraud, that kind of, you're committing all kinds of crimes, but you're not violent, you're not selling drugs, you're probably off the hook. That's kind of what the president's telling them. That is not the way to get illegal aliens to pack up and deport themselves. You need to turn off as much as you can the magnet of jobs. And that's the one place that I think the administration has fallen short. Everything else, you know, they're doing fantastic on.
Mark, when I hear a lot of people on the left specifically say, you know, the immigrants will do jobs that Americans won't. Do you believe that?
No, it's complete baloney. We've actually looked at the Census Bureau data on this, and there's only a handful of small occupations where immigrants of any kind, legal or illegal, together make up, you know, half of the workforce. All the jobs that most people think of as immigrant jobs are mostly done by the native born, but maybe not in your neighborhood, for instance, or your metro area. But the fact is they get done. There's one of my analysts who's retired now. He used to drive from Washington out to State College, Pennsylvania, where Penn State is, routinely all the time because his wife worked there. And he said each McDonald's, each you know, exit on the highway that had a McDonald's, you go to the McDonald's, the staff got more and more American as you moved away from D.C. So obviously there's Americans doing the work. It's just that, you know, people are coming in. They're willing to do it cheaper. They're willing to not complain. Maybe in some places even the Americans available for work who don't already have jobs, maybe they're frankly not very good workers. I mean, that's entirely possible. They're recovering addicts or they just have bad work habits. That's all real. Employers, when they complain about that, they're not lying. They're telling the truth. But those people are our people. They're not going anywhere. It's in our interest to create the incentives for employers to hustle to find workers rather than workers having to hustle to find jobs.
Yeah.
And the way you do that is by tightening the labor market. And the main quick way to do that is you reduce immigration.
Yeah. It is a cycle. It's a circle there. And it kind of completes itself. Mark Krikorian, we're grateful for your time today. This is going to continue to be a main issue of the Trump administration that they're looking to tackle. And you always give us clarity when you join us on the show. So we appreciate your time this afternoon.
Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. I'm kind of annoyed by the I just don't understand how it's not like a racist statement to be the way people talk about, like, well, Americans won't do those jobs. Well, they will if they pay a living wage and if the job environment is a positive one. We've been doing these jobs forever. We'll continue to do them now. But it's a little unnerving when you understand that if illegal immigrants participate in the jobs that might be fulfilled, you know, the laborers' jobs, maybe the farming jobs, that type of thing, a lot of housekeeping, lawn mowing, this hard work, it's honest work, and the people who employ those people can often pay them less. So it's actually like, it's not really about caring for immigrants who are here illegally. It's about businesses who want to improve their bottom line. And I just don't really agree with that. I think that that's kind of crappy. And if you don't want to pay Americans living wages and you can pay less than living wages to illegal immigrants who don't have better options because maybe they're off the books or whatever, that's not a good system. It's not an honest system. And it does need to be fixed. Mark Krikorian with the Center for Immigration Studies. A quick break. Snow is still coming down outside. How about where you are? Give us a weather report on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Tell us your location and what the weather is doing, and maybe we will give you folks some updates from around the listening area. And you folks listening on the Odyssey app in Florida right now. We don't need to hear from you. You just enjoy your sunshine, beautiful weather. Actually, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to live vicariously through you. Give us your updates from wherever you're listening. Annie Fry YouTube channel, leave a comment. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Not Wiggins America, Ethan's America. Ethan's America.
I know. I love it every time.
You laughing.
I love it every time.
It's just kind of like...
Does it hurt?
Yeah, it's like spitting in my face.
Oh, come on.
It's a low blow.
Come on!
It might even be worse than the one that made it.
Toughen up. Buttercup.
Whatever.
That's what I tell my kids.
We have an update on the kid situation. Were the grandparents ever contacted? you did a whole segment on this, and then you never updated the people.
I know. I need to go get Charlie. He's still sitting at school.
And everyone else has left?
No, he told me he's not the only one.
Okay.
We got a text. You know, they send out texts for school. We got a text at 12:51 that says, we're closing school at 1:10.
Yep. What?
Okay. I mean, they've got kids. They got teachers and stuff.
How long would the walk be?
Not very. I mean, 45 minutes on a regular day. Totally doable on a regular day.
Tell him to walk.
I'm going to tell Charlie. Ethan said you're supposed to walk.
You can tough him up a little
My mom
bit.
Did text me. She's like, did you try to call me? I'm like, sure did.
On air, like 8 times. Love you, Mom.
And then I got a text from my friend Katie, who lives in the area, and she said, hey, I'm a little behind on the show today. Does Charlie still need a ride? I got that text in the last break. How sweet.
That is very nice.
Yeah.
Well, we talked a little bit about Black Friday, a little bit about Thanksgiving as well.
Cyber Monday today.
Today is indeed Cyber Monday. We're going to get to that in just a second. But
My whole plan was to shop during the show, not to coordinate rides for people. That was supposed to be my...
Yeah. No? How much did you expect me to do today?
You've been fine.
Okay. All right. Maybe like a C+, B-.
Just look at C's get degrees, buddy.
You said that you hosted your Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Brad, did you guys host or did you go somewhere?
No, we went to my parents' house.
So I guess this question is more so, did you make any dishes or anything?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Okay, so you made some dishes. So this is, you guys can both then share some thoughts on this, I'm sure. Did Thanksgiving, paying for all the food, all of that, did it feel any different this year? Any cheaper, more expensive? Any thoughts?
It's very expensive to make that much food. My parents purchased the turkey ahead of time. That's nice, so we didn't have to do that. And my sister-in-law made some mac and cheese, but we did everything else. This is a few hundred bucks, $300.
Oof. My goodness. Do you, so this is a controversial one, I feel like. You consider mac and cheese to be a part of the Thanksgiving dinner.
I don't think it's traditional,
mm-hmm.
but it's good.
It kind of is starting to make its way in.
Well, here's the thing. Kids like it. Mm-hmm. Do kids want to eat stuffing? No. Do they want to eat mac and cheese? Yes. So you make the mac
Major
and cheese.
Major L on the stuffing take. Kids, eat your stuffing. It's really good.
More for us.
Well, good news. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation, it says that this year, costs for Thanksgiving food as a whole were actually in total 5% down from last year. This is mainly coming from things like turkey mm-hmm. and dinner rolls being less expensive, but where the price did increase was with the fresh vegetables, the Thanksgiving dairy products. Overall, the report found that the cost of the meal is still higher than it was in 2020, and said that turkey, the cost of a 16-pound turkey is 16% less than it was last year.
I was advertising Ruler Foods 49 cents a pound. And I think, I mean, that seems to me to be yeah. like, we should get a couple of those birds.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. Sweet potatoes, vegetables.
Is there anything grosser than watching someone carve a turkey? No, it's the grossest thing on the planet.
I don't know. I would argue there's a few grosser things out there.
I've seen people field dress a deer.
I was going to say, I'm that's what came to my mind.
It's the same thing. And then somebody says the word giblets.
Annie, I promise you it's not the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It is.
I've seen both. It's the same.
Not the same thing at all. It is.
At least when I see the field dressing of a deer, I'm not immediately thinking about, that's the food I'm about to eat.
Okay. All right. You are seeing a lot of blood and guts, though. I got some numbers. We're about to, are we going to 56 here?
Yes.
Okay. I got some numbers on Cyber Monday that I can share at some point, some Black Friday, Cyber Monday numbers coming up, but we're about to go to a break, so I almost don't even want to get to that yet. So let me wrap with this, because I feel like this kind of puts a bow on the Thanksgiving talk. What was your favorite meal, or excuse me, favorite dish that you had this year
Sweet
at your
potatoes.
Thanksgiving dinner? Sweet potatoes.
Darn straight. Doug comments, cutting the gams off the turkey? God dang it, you people.
Brad?
It's turkey. It's oh, the really? Turkey. Yeah, I'm one of those weird ones that Annie says I'm weird, but no. I think turkey is the best part of Thanksgiving.
Listen, I am the weird one.
The mashed potatoes is the glue to the Thanksgiving meal.
I think it's gluten.
It puts everything together.
It can.
It is the hodgepodge that makes Thanksgiving so perfect.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes?
Sweet potatoes. They're so good. Cut them in half, put them in the oven, glaze them with a little butter and brown sugar. Not a whole lot, but enough.
Mm.
Just to make it a treat. An homage to my grandma, who used to not use a little bit of butter and brown sugar. We can't recreate them because we have to watch it happen. It's not doable. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.